everyone. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I hope that this audio can bring you some joy as well. I know things have been a little bit mean lately. Degradation and humiliation, and also just life's been tough for a lot of people, but with any luck, this brings you some joy and some comfort. Today, I just want to be in your ears and support you while you bring yourself some pleasure. That means there's no right or wrong, there's no rules, there's no mean, there's no angry. The only thing I'm going to ask of you today is that you repeat after me here or there as we go through today's audio. But first things first, we have to get comfy. Go ahead and get your favorite toy, get into your favorite position, whatever that is. Not somewhere that makes you come the hardest, but just something comfy to relax in. Instead of leaning back and watching a comfort show, together we're going to show your body some of the love that it deserves. It might feel selfish, and that's because in a way it is. But you're allowed to be selfish, especially when it's your body and your pleasure and a beautiful day. If you need to pause to get everything set up and get comfy, that's totally fine. But if you're ready, I'm ready. Start with me by just touching your body. It's yours, and yours alone. You give it to others with pleasure and with trust, but at the end of the day, it's all yours. It's totally okay to be self-conscious about something, about a part of it, a piece of it, but just know that I love it for every piece that it is. I think you are absolutely gorgeous, and with your hands, I want you to make yourself feel that way as well. Touch all the parts that you've been complimented on and told that are hot. Even if you don't believe it, someone out there thinks that that simple little part of you is incredibly sexy. And they're right. Every inch of you is gorgeous. And then I want you to touch every part of yourself that you love. Don't be shy. There's no wrong answers here. It can be your hair, your shoulders, your hands. These don't have to be the places of perception. They're not the things that society has decided as hot. It's what you think is hot. It's what you're proud of. And believe me, you have something. Everyone has something. And anyone would be honored to know what that is of yours. Keep exploring, keep playing. For me, I don't know. I've really struggled with this my whole life, but I've learned to love my scars. I thought that they were ugly for a long time. When you're in high school and early college, everyone idolizes the pretty boy, the one who doesn't have scars on his face and his hands. But as I got older, people would chase their hands on them, asking questions about where they came from, what they meant. And the scars almost became like a story that was on me, like a tattoo given by life itself. I learned to love them. I still love them. Some of them are a lot sillier than others, but that's my silly one that I love about myself. I mean, I could talk about what other people like, but you might be surprised to hear that it's my voice. That's okay, though. I have other sexy parts, too. And so do you. Your body is beautiful. And today we're going to say thank you to your body for being so amazing with you by giving it the pleasure that it needs. Sometimes when we get overworked and stressed out in life, it's easy to lose touch with that self-pleasure. People tell us that porn is wrong, that masturbation is wrong. Well, they're wrong. Sometimes the best thing for a headache and stress and undoing a sense of misplaced urgency is to just really get in touch with yourself. And today, we're going to take that quite literally. Again, all the instructions I give today are merely just suggestions. If you listen to my voice and it brings you joy, that's all that it needs. But if you want something to follow along with, that's what I'm here for. I want you to enjoy your body the way that you do. Take that next step rather than exploring the places and thinking about their appearance and the meaning. Now it's just touch. It's just sensation. I want you to touch the part of your body that feels the best. When you have a lover with you, what do you pray, wish, and express that you want them to touch? Is it your tits, your clit, thighs? Do you love it when they hold your ribs? What brings the most pleasure? I want you to touch it slowly, repetitively, almost like you're doing guided breathing. In and out, up and down, left, right, whatever the case is, just repeat. Whatever feels good, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. For me, this may come as no surprise to some, but it is the back of my head. I like to run a finger right up along from the base all the way to the head. Slowly, delicately, almost like nothing's even happening. And when it's all said and done, as I touch that final little spot, it goes from nothing to white hot stimulation. A shiver runs down my spine. It isn't enough to make me come, it's not consistent enough, but the pleasure can be blinding. Now, I want you to pause and touch the part of you that feels the best for you, that's unique to you. Is there something that you do, some place on your body that is extra heightened in sensitivity? Is it your neck, your ears, your rib cage? Wherever is uniquely yours in pleasure and stimulation, touch that for me, won't you? This is part of what makes you, you. A good lover would know this about you more than anything else. I imagine that most people, when asked to touch what feels best, go straight to the clit. The obvious answer is the tits, the ass. But maybe there's something unique about you. What is the one place that makes you weak? Kissing on the ribs can be anything. If you're sitting there thinking, I don't have any spot like that, no, I think you might. And it's okay if you don't, but take this time to explore. Really listen to your body. If you feel as though there's nothing like that, run your hands up your legs and your hips, your chest. See if you find something that might surprise you. One that I hear a lot is hip bones. Take your thumbs and hook them on your hips. See if you like that little pressure there. You might be surprised. Now, keep up that motion. Keep exploring your body. If you already had an answer in mind and you're enjoying it, maybe try to find a new one. Pull your hair a different way or touch yourself in a special way to feel something different. Give your body a new joy while I explain mine. I've mentioned it before, but scratching in the hands really does it for me. The thing that really sends me over the edge always is a loving scratch. I do have a love for the violent and the aggressive, the truly hateful scratching that means to leave a mark. But I also have a love for just a soft nail dragged along my skin right after I came. I love it at all times, but that just happens to be the most. It always feels so amazing to feel their touch. Nails, just so beautiful running across me, leaving their mark. Just like you could leave your mark on me. Now, I hope everyone is feeling truly in touch with their body, the parameters and beauty of it. Now, we're going to come. You're going to feel pleasure that you deserve. Because you are an amazing human being, and your body is yours. Now, take whatever toy, hand, touch, even if it's a pillow and you're just grinding away, and start with slow motions. We're gonna ramp up towards it, okay? If you wanna follow along, I'll do a little countdown at the end together for everybody. We can all come together. But if you want to go slow, fast, at your own pace, or maybe you even have a hard time coming, that's okay. The whole point of this is to give yourself pleasure, and there's lots of pleasure to be had in a ritual of self-care. When it comes to rituals of self-care, my favorite by far is reading. I know that it seems silly given that I make audio porn, but reading a good story, maybe it's even 80 to 100 chapters of beautiful characters woven together by fate and then by rough and aggressive sex, is my personal way to enjoy the most out of my body. I lose myself into the characters and just let that wash over me. I enjoy the sensation of just experiencing the landscapes and the beauties of their bodies in my mind. It helps me visualize things. I also have a very stubborn habit of reading beautiful fiction with lots of fucking, but I don't want it to end. I want to read what comes next, and I know that when I come, there won't be a next. I will be completely depleted. So I end up edging for hours and hours on end, just in that constant heightened state of arousal. And then the beauty of when I find that one scene, the one that really steps above the others, I realize that I can't keep going anymore. And to not come to this beautiful painting of sex and beauty and love and, well, sometimes bondage, it would be a complete waste. I can just let it all go, let that sensation overtake me. Those orgasms are always the strongest and the hardest. If I've been edging for 4 hours, sometimes I make a bit of a mess, but it's okay. It's all part of that beautiful, beautiful self-care. I wonder what it is for you. Is it one of my audios? Is it a thought, a memory, saved in the back of your mind for when things really get hot? No matter what it is, I hope you get to enjoy it frequently and often. And if you don't, this is your reminder and hopefully a first step in giving yourself that space to enjoy yourself. You are absolutely worth it. Whatever you're doing, do it a little faster now with me, okay? A little bit more intensely. Listen to your body and give it whatever it wants more of. Maybe it's touching another part of your body and adding to the symphony of feelings that you're giving to yourself. Maybe it's just doing what you're currently doing, but more intensely. Perhaps it's adding another toy. Whatever it is, give it to yourself. Give yourself that fucking joy. You deserve it. Now, when I'm already well in the mood, and things are a little too heated perhaps to sit down for a 4-hour-long session, I find myself perpetually going back to Reddit, just finding some of the hottest porn that I can, but particularly finding a new thing, a new position, a new idea, a new toy, a new thought. I think about all the ways that I could use it, whether it's for an audio or completely blowing someone's mind in real life. I love to picture myself as them, fucking, being fucked, whatever the case is. Usually group sex, but that's my weakness. Whatever porn you enjoy, think about it with me. Your deepest fantasy, your hottest kink, whatever it is. Add that to your appreciation for yourself. If it would bring you shame, don't let it. The most depraved fantasy you can think of is yours. It's a part of you. And you will always have a safe space to enjoy it with yourself. With me, here, in this audio. Everything's fine. And you can feel that pleasure that you deserve. Lately, when I've found these things, I'd love to share it with y'all. A thought in the mind, a forced orgasm, wonderful bondage, a new position. You'll hear it in the works and the audios, but not everyone has an outlet like that. Maybe this helps become yours, or at least helps you develop one of your own. Now, I want you to really let yourself have it. If you're close to the edge, try to stay along. And if you're far from it, that's okay as well. But I want you to really give it to yourself. Fuck yourself as hard as you can. Whatever that means for you, whether that's a toy, a hand, a vibrator, grinding on something. Whatever it means, truly give it to yourself. Oh, darling, your pleasure is so beautiful. I wish you could see how much I love making you feel good. You deserve it. Your whole body deserves it. Feel how happy and how good you feel. You are absolutely stunning, and this is merely just an extension of your beauty. That pleasure, that orgasm, is the most beautiful thing. It's what I live for as a pleasure dom. I love helping people bring their fantasies to life in whatever depraved thing you want. Whatever thing you deeply desire, where you want to be touched, held, fucked, toyed with. Any situation outside, in front of others, hidden, holding the moan. Any number of situation, they're all gorgeous because you are gorgeous when you come. You are absolutely beautiful and stunning in every way. And you glow after you orgasm. It is a thing of beauty. I'm going to do a long countdown now. And I want you to just listen to my voice and feel that pleasure. As long as you feel good, that's all that matters. Now, as I count down today, I'm going to give you some affirmations. If you want to follow along, you can. But don't stop fucking yourself and giving yourself that pleasure. Grind into that toy. Push it a little deeper if you can. If you're touching your tits, your hips, your ass, your hair, you are the sex icon of your life, and you should feel that joy. Now, let's begin. Repeat after me if you want. 10. You are gorgeous, and you deserve to feel pleasure. 9. Your body is yours, and anyone would be lucky to enjoy it and experience it with you. 7. Your interests are beautiful in the same way that you are. 6. Your kinks are yours and never something to be ashamed of. 5. Your pleasure is the most important thing. 4. Your body deserves all the self-care in the world. 3. Your orgasm is beautiful. 2. You deserve to love yourself. 1. And that means helping yourself come. Now, come for me. Please, darling, come for me. Feel that pleasure, that warmth. Let it flow over your body, whether it's in a screaming orgasm or a soft, beautiful sensation flowing over your body. The way you come is yours and beautiful and lovely, and I wish I could see it for myself. Now lean back, relax, stay comfortable for me. We're not done just yet. You can stop touching yourself, stop trying to come if you want to. Again, there are no rules, it's just a way to enjoy yourself. I want you to just run your hands over your body. Tease the little sensitive places that are overwhelmed from the pleasure you just gave them. And admire and love the rest of your body as well. Every inch of you is you. Self-care is not selfish. And if it is, then be selfish. You are deserving of an unquestionable amount of love. And you just gave your body some of it that it needs. If you felt stressed before, hopefully you feel a little unwound now. Ah, darling, you deserve all the pleasure in the world. And I hope I can bring you some of that with these audios. I love making them for you. They mean the world to me, just like you do. Keep exploring yourself and let yourself relax. When you're ready to be done, get up, get back at the day, refreshed, renewed, and incredible.